13 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Another opportunity for you to win $1,000 coming up at 10 a.m. sharp. Then again at 12, 2, and 5. What do we got? Sunday? No football till Sunday, right? Is there college football on Saturday?
Yes, there is.
What, though? Not everybody.
Hello.
Did we just drop off? What's going on?
I don't know.
I don't see him.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, man.
No, you're there, Gio. Oh, okay. We can hear you.
I was saying, yeah, there's a like full slate of college football. The ACC's playing games. The SEC's playing games. So I know Florida State plays at 3:30 on Saturday. I think Florida plays, I don't know off the top of my head, but yeah.
No, okay. So there's a full full thing on Saturday.
Yeah, it starts at noon and goes all the way to 7.
Okay. I don't know, and nor do I care anything about college football. So, and then, of course, Sunday, we have our first Sunday of football. I believe that The Bone is doing a fantasy show this year. Do we know if that's happening?
I don't know.
I've heard them.
Oh, okay.
I've heard
Swigs
John and Olivero.
And John are doing it, right? Oh, is Olivero doing it?
Yeah, and Swigs.
So Swigs, John, and Olivero?
Yes.
The worst, worst fantasy football people ever. Ever.
Yeah, I feel like to host a podcast, you have had to at least have won, like, multiple fantasy football leagues.
The contest should be, I mean, the show should be hosted by Swigs' son. He's the best out of all of them when it comes to playing. All right, and then I don't know, Galvin, in the past, I think Ryan Redbeard, somebody set up a Bone fan duel, where a Bone family fan duel where you can go and play against the other Bone players.
Oh, yeah?
But I don't know how to, I would set it up if I knew how. I don't know. But if there is one, if somebody could send me the link again this year, I'll do that. Because last night I bet on the game, and I bet pretty heavy for a game that I didn't really have any interest in. Not heavy. I mean, I think I bet like $15. But I mean, like normally I'll go when the Bucks play and a full Sunday thing. I'll bet like $100 or whatever in different games. And the whole night it was telling me I was winning. And every time Mahomes threw a ball, I got more points. I was like, yeah, I'm killing it right now. Then I woke up this morning and it's down to zero. Like, I don't know in those last couple of seconds, they know it so well that I lose all the time.
Yeah, I think it's a lot easier just to bet on who's going to win the game. You know what I mean? Because just bet straight up and bet a lot.
Yeah, but you can't win a lot of money that way unless you, like everybody knew that the Chiefs were going to win last night. But I would have bet, like, I'd have bet like $700 to win $715.
Yeah, that stinks. But I don't know. I've never done the FanDuel and the betting on the different people, so I don't really know. And I'm like, I'm not doing that.
It's
I always
so much
feel
fun.
Like with football, if you can bet, you can get like a 3 parlay.
Right.
It's usually a good way to make, you know, some decent money.
All right. I got to get on. I got to start parlaying.
Parlay it.
I know what I did learn is that definitely not good at betting on horses.
Yeah, who is?
Me.
Galvin and Slater.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to pick a long shot and everybody laugh at me and go, why the hell would you pick that? And then I hit it big. That's what I want.
Yeah, I do decent on horse racing and boxing or MMA, any kind of fighting. I'll do pretty well on.
That boxing thing really got me nervous when I was supposed to make that bet for you and we didn't have time to make it.
Oh man. Yeah, I picked Tyson Fury and I picked him to win in the 8th or 9th? It was like a round away from where he actually won. And I mean, I still would have won money because I picked Tyson, which you didn't put the bet on, but whatever. You know, that's
yeah, we didn't. I forgot that it was the West Coast, so the time was different. We're just sitting around the hotel room.
And then I took everybody's money, all comers. Come on, Dom and Mike and all the different listeners that I took your money whenever you thought Conor McGregor was going to beat Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah. Oh, No, I didn't say that. I didn't beat that. But I did say, I think we lost a different bet.
No. You bet me actually $200, and then you got worried, and you said, Dom, do you want to split it, and we'll both do $100?
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, because I bet you guys, I bet a bunch of different listeners. I said, anybody, I'll take anybody's bet. And it was mostly 20, 50, you know, here and there. And by the way, thank you to everybody, because it was just on Twitter, and everybody paid me. Everybody paid me, which was very
integrity
good.
Integrity of the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. You have to have integrity.
Absolutely.
I'm not, I'm not betting at all this football season because I didn't watch too many stupid Steeler games last year down at the wire. Sucked.
Yeah.
Now, is Big Ben healthy and will this be his
Big
last
Ben
year?
Is healthy and looks great.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like the best he's ever looked.
All right. Well, football starts on Monday. Right now, though, let's go to the hotline and welcome former football player, current WWE wrestler, and a guy who is definitely a shoo-in to be a saint someday. This is Titus O'Neil. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm a little bit worried about Monday. I listened to Drew talk about it. I didn't know this was a competition.
It is. It's always a competition.
That's right.
I mean, yeah, it's always a competition. Anytime you're trying to raise money and you got multiple opportunities to do it, why wouldn't you make a competition?
I didn't say I wouldn't put all my effort out there to raise as much money, but now I got to feel like... I know Dave Bautista is going to crush it because all the girls want to go by and see his pectoral muscles. And then you're going to get girls coming by to see you. And then Natty's going to get all the wrestling nerds to go by and see her. So basically,
it's people that don't watch wrestling but watch Total Divas that'll come and see Natty too now.
That's true too. I forgot about that. And then who else? Me, Drew, and then who else?
We got Natty. We have...
We've already covered those.
I'm trying to think. We have a baseball player down in Sarasota.
Like a real baseball player?
He's a minor league guy, but he Ian Desmond, who was one of the first major league baseball players that decided to opt out this year.
I'll crush him.
Baby on the way.
I'll crush
him. Ian was going to actually do... the store down in Sarasota, but he has a baby due within the next 72 hours or so.
Good luck to him.
I told him, exactly. And it's just like his fifth kid. So I told him I hope he is definitely going immediately after the baby is done to get a vasectomy because baseball money is guaranteed, but that's too many. That's a lot of kids.
Five kids and then the minor league? He may want to go to PDQ and fill out
No. He's in the majors.
He's
in the majors.
I was going to say.
The guy that's coming is in the minors.
A replacement player. This guy got called up.
Right. Well, I wouldn't call him a replacement player. Correll, I mean, he's a good dude, and he's
I got you.
He's gonna be good for us.
Okay, so we got I'm going to beat that guy.
Some of my board members are going to be at the various locations. George Ludich will be over in St. Pete. Julie Mueller will be. And people will come see Julie. She's pretty hot.
Yeah, and George is pretty hot too. But I better crush George.
I don't know, man. He's in St. Pete.
No, listen to me. George can't buy all the food himself. That would be cheating.
No, he wouldn't. I don't think he would do that at all. But he is entitled. I mean, just as well as you are.
Right.
To make a donation, you know.
I'm going to make a donation. I'll make a donation.
Or round up a check, you know, because that's what counts. It's not about how much food you sell. It's about how much money you raise with the roundup and the donation.
Now, what do I do? Do I go in the window and make these people feel guilty? What is my job going to be?
Well, I don't think they'll feel guilty about giving back to families in need.
Well, I mean, if they say no, I'm going to be like, no, these are for people who are in need, you dirty bastards. I won't use that language, but I'm going to stare at them.
Yeah, if we were trying to get money for the Mike Calter Foundation, I think it'd be more understanding coming from Mike Calter.
Right.
But we're trying to get money in my name, Bullard Family Foundation. So
I'll be pleased.
I do things a little differently than Mike. We all do great work.
Yeah.
You know, my approach is a little different, you know?
I'll do this. I'll say, hey, wouldn't you like to help out the Bullard Family Foundation? They do great work in the community. And if they still say no, then I'll just stare at them.
Well, or you're going to be at PDQ, so you could call him a chicken or do like the little chicken.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice and a little funny.
I like that. All right.
Yeah.
But now,
come on. What are you, a chicken? Too chicken to make a donation?
Yeah. There you go. Now, I figured in an attempt to compete with Dave Bautista, I'm going to paint my body green like Drax. I'm going to be Fat Drax, and Spanish is going to be the raccoon.
That's right.
And we're going to be over there.
I tell you what, you probably will get some donations just based on the fact that, hey, if this guy's going to look this ridiculous, this must be an important call.
How dare you, ridiculous. I think you said sexy wrong, buddy. All right. So in all seriousness, this is happening at all the PDQ locations on Monday. I will be at the one in Carrollwood. Where will you be?
Yeah, all 16. I will be at the one, the brand new one that's opening up near USF.
All right.
It's a new location near the college. They'll have plenty of entertainment. They'll have Lightning Girls there.
You're stacking it. Yeah. You're bringing extras.
Yeah, I pull out all the stops, you know. We got live entertainment going to be there, you know. I have to pull out all the stops because I'm going against you. You have a big platform. Dave has a big platform. Natalia has a big platform. So I got to do what I got to do to raise money, man. You know, I got to bring in all the big heavy hitters.
Well, I'll have you know that I'm going to be bringing live entertainment as well in the parking lot, performing for the first time together, Spanish and Joe with their band Mandana.
Yeah.
Men who sing Madonna music. Oh,
that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Good luck with your lightning girls.
I don't know that that'll be the case, but we'll see.
All right, so it's me and Mandana, and every time somebody rounds up, they're going to sing a little Like a Virgin by their car door.
That's right.
All right, good. Plus, you know, now I'm not even worried about Batista anymore because, you know, he's so busy, and what's the most you ever get out of him anyway? He's a grunter.
No, that's not true.
Listen, I know it's not true. I'm trying to build myself up right now.
Yeah, but you got to build yourself up with facts. Hey, just look at it. Say it in a different way. Hey, this guy's a great-looking, muscle-bound guy, but I'm a great guy. You know, I do a lot in the community, too. You got to play on facts. You know what I mean? You're a great human being.
You are so positive. Are you ever negative about anything?
No, I'll tell you what, I was damn sure negative about seeing the Kansas City Chiefs fans booing a stand in unity last night.
That was the dumbest thing to boo out of all the things they could have booed.
On the eve of 9/11, you boo the same exact thing that we did in 2001, standing for the nation, standing up against terrorism, standing up against injustice.
It just seemed like all the things that you can be divisive over and you can be on one side or the other side, like that's a unit. It's the one thing everybody could say, okay, well, that we come together.
Yeah, they weren't kneeling and doing it. They weren't raising a fist and doing it. I'm talking about two football teams with white, black, brown players all together standing with coaches, and you boo that. And then I hear people or see people saying, well, we didn't pay – you know, we pay to get an escape. So, yeah, you go ahead and you're the shut up and dribble, shut up and run, shut up and dance. Mm. So if I'm watching deer hunting on YouTube, I'm watching it as a person, as a spectator. I don't really care about the people. I just like the sport.
Right.
So that's the same thing in football. You don't give two damns about these people and what they have to go with through as individuals or as human beings. You just want to see them run, jump, kick, catch, hit.
Right.
And they should keep that out of, you know, like, come on, man. Like, if you're that patriotic, then you should wake up every morning with your family.
Easy potty mouth. I agree with you. That was the one thing that I couldn't understand. Like, there was nothing there that was offensive to anybody. And you're right. Those people I can't quite figure out what they were angry about in that one. That was ridiculous. But I think that'll change as the season plays on. I think when you get that bad example in the beginning, you'll see people go out of their way now to be like, well, we're not like them. And I don't really know what was going on there. Maybe there was something there that they saw. And they said only one player out of everybody kneeled anyway. So they couldn't have been mad at that one guy. I don't know. I don't get it. All I know is that... Even like I would imagine that as a father, you're probably the worst person to yell at your kids because you probably make them feel bad. You know what I'm saying?
I would, and I try my best not to yell at my kids because
not yell at them. You probably guilt. Like, I think I would rather my dad hit me than you make me feel bad for letting you down.
Well, my kids definitely are not afraid of a whooping. They're more afraid of disappointing me than they are getting a spanking.
That's a good mindset.
But it's the same vice for me as a father. I don't want to disappoint my kids, and I don't want to embarrass my kids in any way, shape, or form.
Except that one time you fell under the mat.
It wasn't embarrassing because they're at Berkeley Prep now, and I made a lot of money from that. that helped pay for their tuition, buddy.
Do you know, I watched that 1,000 times trying to figure out. I know we had you on the air the next day, and you said that you did it by accident. But even your accents are so smooth. You went right under one fluid motion. It was wonderful.
Hey, I always tell people God had a plan, man.
Yeah. All right. So
when you think about it, it was in Saudi Arabia. It was our first time over there. We had The Undertaker, John Cena, Randy Orton, Triple H, Shawn Michaels. We had all these people on the card, and the only thing people are talking about from that year is Titus O'Neil.
That's true. That's absolutely true. All right. What's the plan wrestling wise? How much longer are you going to be doing that? At what point will you be like, I don't want to get hit anymore?
I don't know. I mean, I enjoy it, and I'm definitely looking forward to being in Hollywood too.
What do you got? That's right. Last time we talked to you, you said you had a thing that you couldn't tell us yet. You could probably tell us now.
Yeah, I still can't tell you. COVID. I mean, COVID has pushed everything back. So you guys are going to find out a lot later than you probably would have.
Heard you were going to be the new guy in the Avengers that wears the patch. What's that guy's name? Nick Fury.
Don't know. We never know what's going to happen, buddy.
All right. Are you going to be in the new Fast and the Furious? It's featuring Titus O'Neil?
You never know. I could be in the new Black Panther. You never know.
Oh, man. That would be something else, huh?
I could be in a new Star Wars. You never know.
No, they only have one black guy in Star Wars.
You never know. Times are changing.
Monday at PDQ all over the Tampa Bay area. Every one of them is going to be doing a roundup. We make a lot of jokes, but Titus really does. I talk about this even when you're not on the air. You really do. A lot of people say they do things, but you're actually out there doing them every day. Titus is having all of us go out to different PDQs. They're doing roundups. That benefits the Bullitt Family Foundation, which money goes right back into the community, helps out the kids, schools, food, whatever. He's been like a saint in our area. And then also, are you involved? I heard you on Drew's show with the Boys and Girls thing, the Boys and Girls Club?
Yeah, the virtual gala. Yeah, the virtual gala this Saturday. That's involved with that as well.
So they really
Boys
got
and Girls
screwed.
Club alone.
They got screwed with COVID. They got screwed with COVID because they lost their Yankee luncheon, which had to be a big moneymaker for them. They lost this gala that they do. And I just went and looked. You can go to the gala online, and then you can even bid on some of the silent auctions items. They got really good stuff.
Yes, very good stuff. And obviously goes to a very good cause. And if there's ever a time that people understand or should understand that kids need safe places to go, it would definitely be during this pandemic. I know a lot of teachers and families that, have had to endure this thing, and now we're in the process of transitioning between e-learning and brick and mortar and things like that. And these kids that are going actually on campus, they need places to go after school, because these parents, some of them, are actually just now getting back to work after being furloughed for months, or after being without a job because the job was terminated because of COVID, and they just got a new job and they can't, obviously e-learn their kids because of the new job, and they can't watch them after school because they're still at work. And some of them are working two or three jobs. And so the Boys and Girls Club is a safe space and a safe place. It was a safe space and a safe place for me as a kid. And now that's one of the main reasons why I continue to try to support, help, finance, every way I can to help make sure that we can get as many kids off the streets and keep them from making bad decisions as possible.
I have two kids that were doing homeschool. I work from my studio at home. My wife works in her office at home, and we were still stressed out and so much stuff to do. And I can't imagine these single parent families that have to take their kids and do their job and keep them home, and then the ones who are who lost their job. It's just been really rough for everybody, and thankfully the Boys and Girls Club are there to help out, and certainly you are there to help them out. I'm happy to do things with you and to help out this community. So Monday, we will be out. I will be at the store in Carrollwood, and it really doesn't matter where everybody else is. That's how I'm
Yeah, that's the attitude you got to have. Because
that's right.
You, as you said, you know, I'm going to be at the store in Carrollwood. I'm going to raise the highest amount of money for the Bullitt Family Foundation. I'll be a PDQ with a green makeup outfit on, a fat suit, you know, with bells and whistles.
I'm going to bring
as sexy as I can.
I'm going to bring the Mandonna
band with me, and we're doing Mandonna.
Mandonna. I'm going to bring a dolphin. I'm going to bring cotton candy. Whatever I have in the house, I'm going to bring everything with me.
Yeah. I'm sure you got a lot of fat snacks at the house, so.
Listen to me. I have you know, Mr. Abs, I am down 54 pounds.
Oh, I've seen progress pictures for sure. Does not negate the fact. I mean, hell, I'm down 10 pounds, but if you follow me on Instagram, you'll realize real soon that it ain't because of my diet.
not only do I follow you on Instagram, but your Instagram's costing me money now, because now I saw that Traeger grill and I'm like, I think I need to get one of those.
Hey, talk to me offline. I might know a guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's where everybody seems to be going now, is the Traeger, and that seems to be what I need to do. All right, listen.
It is absolutely life-changing.
I am so glad to be a part of this on Monday. I'm glad that we're friends. You really are an inspiration, and we're going to raise a ton of money on Monday. PDQs all over the Tampa Bay area and Sarasota. Let's try and raise as much money as we can. Titus, thank you. It's always great to talk to you. I'll see you on Monday.
Sweet. Thank you.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
All right, you too.
There you go. That guy right there, that's what you should be like. That if you have any sort of success in your life, you need to stop, step back, and go, how did I get here? Let me help other people out. And you can talk about it all you want, but that guy does it, man. He really does. I do it like once a year, and then I go, see, I did charity work. This guy, every day. He's out there doing stuff every day. All right, Spanish.
Yes.
You guys better work on some song. I need some acoustic guitars.
Oh.
I need a P. Like, I want people to be in line, and I want you to go up to their car and be like, Papa don't preach. And then just walk around all the different cars singing.
That's right.
Not only do you have to do Madonna songs and you're doing Mandonna, you have to do Madonna songs and change the lyrics to have them buy chicken.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Papa
yeah.
loves chicken.
There you
buy
go.
Buy some chicken, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I mean, it's working.
Like a chicken. Yeah. I mean, yeah. we really need to ramp this up this weekend. So I guess tonight when we're out, we could talk about it.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that'll be.
And your
Carmen.
Text? What?
Come on.
I mean, it would be cool if Carmen could be there with us supporting, but no, she's got to go gallivant across the country.
No, I have to go celebrate my grandma's 90th birthday, which is today. Happy birthday, Grandma.
You don't understand. There's a process in taking a day off of this show. You come to me and you go, hey, are you cool if I... And I go, yeah, of course, whatever you need. And I go, just let Spanish know the date so we can mark it out. And everybody's like, oh, great. Wow, he's so easy to deal with. And then the day before vacation, I start making you feel totally terrible about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But this is one of those things that you can't make me feel bad about. So
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Challenge
accepted.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not missing my grandmother's 90th birthday. And if you would want me to, then you're human trash.
No, I don't.
Oh my God.
Wow. Carmen, you're absolutely right. And I don't, because she's probably going to die soon. So I want you to get out there and spend as much time with her as possible.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. Trust me, I was going to come back on Tuesday. And then I was just like, well, listen. You know, I'm going to go up there. I should definitely take as much time as I can without taking a whole week off of work.
Yeah.
So.
You never know. All the excitement of the party. You never know what that's going to do to her heart.
Well, I'm surprising her tonight. She doesn't even know I'm coming in.
What if she doesn't recognize you? Is that Barb?
Yeah.
What if she does that?
Well, she may think I'm Holly for a second.
Oh,
Nobody thinks you're Holly.
Yeah, you wish.
Oh, my God.
How bad is her eyesight?
Oh man.
She didn't use her hands to feel, because that won't work either.
Yeah. Oh, she may think I'm a Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You're a real jerk.
Oh, wow.
Enjoy your vacation.
Yeah, which one are you?
Are you the pretty one or the other? one.
Listen, are you the farmer or the other one?
You guys can joke all you want, but to my grandmother, I'm the prettiest one. Aww. So well, suck it.
We've already just established she has terrible eyesight.
Poor Carmen. Carmen, I hope you have a great time.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're the good guy, right?
Yeah.
No, no. I'm wrapping up now. I'm saying, I hope you have a good time. Enjoy it. Don't think about work.
I won't.
Don't think about who we bring in to replace you.
I won't. Don't worry.
We're not bringing anybody in, are we?
No. Hoppy will be covering the phones.
Oh, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking in Spanish.
I'll answer for you because I've contacted with Spanish. You're not bringing anyone in.
Oh, excuse me.
She told you.
Heard Haley was in town. Just saying.
That's great. If only she could come in studio, but no one's allowed in the building.
There's no way she has COVID.
Yeah, she's way too
pretty. I don't think that's how that works. It's like AIDS.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
It's not how those things work,
it's
boys.
It's worth getting it, even if she did.
Pretty girls, for sure. Pretty girls don't get AIDS.
Yeah.
That's my book I'm working on.
Book? There's science behind it.
I mean, who do we know that did?
No pretty girls.
Yeah, no pretty girls.
No.
I mean, who gave it to Magic Johnson, though?
A guy.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's what everybody said.
Oh, okay.
Spud Webb. It's Magic.
Spud Webb. Oh, my God. Who's that other guy? Muggsy Bogues.
Muggsy Bogues, yeah.
How tall was he? I met him one time.
He was like little. 5. Yeah, he was like 5'6", I think, or something.
Dude, I met him at Matt Geiger's house, and Matt Geiger had a party with a bunch of basketball players there, and he was there, and I was like, what? This can't even be real.
Yeah, Muggsy was 5'3".
Yep.
What?
5'3". Playing in the NBA.
Oh, man. How many people told him no in his career?
Right.
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen. All right.
That new running back on the Chiefs is 5'4".
Yeah, but
we were talking about how small he is last night.
Low to the ground, ducking under people. Like he moved well.
Spud Webb was 5'7", so he had 4 inches on Muggsy, but still, Spud would dunk like nobody's business.
That's crazy. He really would fly, man.
It was unbelievable. Crazy. He was in the dunk contest.
Yep.
5'7". Crazy.
So Monday, I'll be at the PDQ in Carowa. It'll be me, Mandana, Spud Webb, dolphin.
Bigfoot.
Well, he'll just be walking by.
Right.
Who else? You never know who else is going to stop by. Burt Reynolds might be there.
Randolph Mantooth.
Randolph is actually working that day.
Okay.
Yeah. Dorothy Mantooth. There's so many people. That'll be happening on
Earth
Monday.
From Earth, Wind, and Fire is going to be there.
No fire, though. No fire.
Just Earth.
Oh, okay.
No fire. All right. Let me take a break. Right? We have to do that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Should we take a break or should we just keep going?
No, we have to.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back. It's a Mike Calda Show. This is 102.5 The